From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Turkey says the three suicide bombers who carried out the deadly attack on the Istanbul airport were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. The death toll is now 43, with more than 230 others injured Tuesday when bombers first sprayed the assault weapons gunfire at travelers and then blew themselves up. Police raided 16 Istanbul neighborhoods today, arresting 13 people suspected of links to Islamic State. And USA CIA Director John Brennan warns the terror group may try the same thing elsewhere.
I would be surprised that ISIL is not considering carrying out these attacks in the near abroad as well as the far abroad. And the United States, as we well know, is leading the coalition to try to destroy as much of this poison inside of Syria and Iraq as possible.
In addition to the Istanbul arrest, state-run news agency reports nine other people arrested in a western coastal city accused of supporting the group's finances, recruiting, and logistics. The U.S. State Department today released its annual report grading foreign governments' efforts at fighting human trafficking, with Secretary of State John Kerry issuing a call for those governments to stop the abuse within their borders.
It is a detailed analysis of the challenges that we face. It's a targeted roadmap to measure how we can better overcome the challenges. And it is a clarion call to each of us, to everybody in the world, to do all we can to eradicate these horrors and to hold countries accountable to a higher and better standard of behavior.
Activists say they're concerned that some countries' rankings are politically influenced, noting Thailand was upgraded from Tier 3 to Tier 2. Thailand has been in the center of traditionally rife area with trafficking syndicates. This is VOA News. Who will lead UK's exit from the European Union? Not Conservative favorite and Brexit proponent Boris Johnson. The former mayor of London today held a news conference with this announcement.
Having consulted colleagues and in view of the circumstances in Parliament, I have concluded that person cannot be me.
Johnson had strongly campaigned for the Leave referendum and was expected by many to lead the country as its new prime minister when it severs ties with the 28-nation bloc. Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation after Britain voted last week to leave the European Union and said he wouldn't participate in the negotiations. The current frontrunners for the next prime minister now are Justice Secretary Michael Gove and Home Secretary Theresa May. The detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard earlier this year was wholly preventable, according to the commander of naval forces in the Middle East. In Navy documents released today, Vice Admiral Kevin Donegal said the January incident was caused by problems including poor leadership, non-existent compliance with maintenance and procedures, and insufficient planning. The sailors, nine men and one woman, were traveling through the Persian Gulf from Kuwait toward Bahrain when, according to the report, the boats committed an unplanned and unauthorized deviation that caused them to transit unknowingly through Saudi Arabian territorial seas and through Iranian territorial seas. Airstrikes have killed at least 250 Islamic State fighters in Iraq, both Iraqi and U.S. officials report today. The airstrikes hit around 40 Islamic State vehicles just south of Fallujah, a former Islamic State stronghold liberated recently by U.S.-led Iraqi coalitions. Taliban suicide bombers attacked a police convoy in the Afghan capital Kabul today, killing at least 30 security personnel and wounding dozens more. The convoy was transporting cadets and trainers when it came under attack of back-to-back blasts. Eyewitnesses said they had seen police personnel evacuating dead and wounded. Rodrigo Duterte has been officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines today in a low-key inauguration in the capital. He's promising to crack down on criminal activity inside and outside the government.
There are many amongst us who advance the assessment that the problems that bedevil our country today, which need to be addressed with urgency, are corruption, both in the high and low echelons of government.
Duterte is a 71-year-old former prosecutor elected in May to serve a six-year term. This is his first role in national politics, and complaints were that there is much to do. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.